You're watching Fighting Dirty with Hank Bolch.
Hey, Queen Friends, it's Hank Bolch here. And today I want to talk about time in sterile processing, and in particular, the clock. If you walk back into your decontamination area today, can your frontline technicians see a clock at the sink where all of these different timing functions have to occur to be compliant with the manufacturer's IFUs? Can they see a clock? I don't mean, is there a clock in the decontamination room around the corner over by the dressing area? No. Can they see a clock at the point of need? In that sink, is there supposed to be soaking for 2 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever the chemical manufacturer says for their enzymatic detergent? Can they see the time? And not only is there a clock, but is there some type of timing function or timer or even digital timer that they can use to set different soak times, different brushing times, different flushing times, all the 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 90 seconds. All those different time standards are impossible to follow if there's not tools, clocks, and timers that enable your technicians to do it correctly. I can't tell you how many decontamination areas I've been in, and I'm asking, how do you know how long your instruments are soaking for in the enzymatic? And they say, well, I put it in and I go do X, Y, and Z, and then I come back and then I start washing. As they're doing that, though, they're adding in more instruments to the enzymatic sink as they're washing. And I'm looking at my own timer thinking, it hasn't been 2 minutes or it hasn't been 5 minutes. Even though we like to think sometimes that we have a good internal clock and we know how long it's been, you know, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 2 minutes. So much stuff is going on in decontam, it is nearly impossible to keep mental track of all the different timing things that are going on without the right tools. So sterile processing manager, get some timers back there for your teams. Get a digital timer, get an egg timer that you can turn up for the soaking of your Da Vinci arms, for instance. And you can even get creative about it. I've heard of folks getting Alexa back there so they can say, Alexa, start a timer for 30 seconds. And that way you don't have to stop what you're doing to touch anything. Alexa turns on the timer, then in 30 seconds, ding, ding, ding. That means that your sink number one is ready to go. There's no way, guys, that we can be safe and compliant without the right tools. One of those tools are good timers. Let's get it done, sterile processing. Keep your patients safe. Get the tools you need for your frontline technicians and keep fighting dirty.